Readings and homily for January 15th.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant Israel, through whom I show my glory. Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our responsorial psalm this afternoon can be found on page 43 in your hymnal, number 43.
Thank you. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sacrificed in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. I did not know him. But the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel.' John testified further, saying, 'I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, "On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In 1517, Martin Luther began what he referred to, or what is referred to, as the Protestant Reformation. Although I believe it's more clearly stated as a revolution, the church wasn't reformed by him, but rather revolted against the church. And many people to this day have been led away from the fullness of what Christ established. This isn't a statement excluding the goodness of our separated brothers and sisters, or to minimize the good things that we share in common. But if I truly love my brothers and sisters, wouldn't I want them to have it all? When Jesus calls us to be holy, he isn't sending us on a blind mission to go to the store and find holiness. He gives it to us freely and abundantly. The process of becoming holy is called sanctification. Notice that I said process. I would be the first to tell you that I was sent here to sanctify my wife, and I do that very well. I help her to grow in patience and forgiveness. You know, all that I can do. At our baptism, we are given a participation in the very divine life of God. and this infusion of sanctifying grace, charity, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are bestowed. According to Luther, our sins are not blotted out by this infusion of new life, but rather they cover it up, like a dung heap covered in snow. Looks good from the top until you try to make a snowball. The church doesn't teach that we are covered up by grace, but rather that we are changed and infused by it, which means you can safely make a snowball. By our baptism, a new life is placed within us, and we become God's own children. He is not a father who covers up the mistakes we make and the sins that we commit, like parents trying to cover up for their kids' deeds. He is a father who desperately wants communion and relationship with us, and gives us all that we need to partake in the very love that he offers, so that we can become a gift to others and gain the merits of heaven. It is a love constantly communicated to us in the gift of himself, his word, his son on the cross, through his church, and most especially through the sacraments. Baptism isn't just a cleansing. It's a renewal of the soul where a new life is imparted, a new birth, a regeneration. This call to be holy is something God wants for us in this life so that we can spend eternity in heaven in the next. And that is our goal. He can and will give us if we seek the very treasures of his heart. Jesus is the Messiah, the chosen one, the anointed one. He came so that we could have life, and as St. Paul says, have it abundantly. Yet I think that many Catholics today have fallen into the belief that Jesus just covers up our imperfections, and since he did that, we don't have to worry about anything, like sin and conversion. Everything will be okay. We're Catholic, by the way, right? So that means we're definitely going to heaven. That's not true. Conversion and holiness are not a garment that we wear, but rather a change of our heart and soul. God has chosen us and called us, not to be spectators, but to be participants in his life. Much of this gets obscured by worldly things, but God has plans for you. Great plans for you. Things that no one else in the world can do but you. But in order to do them, you have to show that you want to participate in his life and play on his team. I am a passionate soccer fan. I have been since 1975 when I saw Pelé play the first time. Although I'm well past my playing days, I often reflect on how much fun I had, how many memories and friends, celebrations, and battles on the field that I had in my 36 years of playing. On a soccer field, it's really easy to teach kids. The object is to take this ball and put it in that goal. There are, of course, rules to the game, but a good team is one who will be of one mind, one purpose, in which is to accomplish the object of the game. There's something very liberating about being able to block out all the distractions of the world and to focus on that task. To look around and see all of your teammates working with you to accomplish the task of scoring goals, of lifting each other up, and defending against the attacks. Through all the ups and downs, the game is meant to be fun. If it's played well, it is enjoyed not just by the players, but also the coaches, the parents, and the spectators. And the best teams are not always the ones filled with the most talent. It's the ones who play best as a team, ones who complement each other in all that they do. If our life was a soccer game, whose team would you be on? What kind of player are you? What kind of player do you desire to be? Are you practicing and training like you have something to accomplish? Because there's plenty of room on this team. Plenty of things to learn. God has given us the field, the lines, the rules, the ball, the jerseys, and the meaning. So don't stop challenging yourself to grow and learn. Instead, take a chance and ask God what He truly has in store for you. And ask Him to lead you, because He will show you greater things than anything that this world has to offer. Learning to play the game is hard, but the reward of the game comes with perseverance, patience, and trust, and taking a chance. You think our faith can be a lot like that? You know, soccer is the only true global sport. So I know and can clearly say that there is soccer in heaven. The other sports, I'm not so sure about. Sorry, Father.
There's someone that loves football. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages,
God from God, light from light, true God, true God.
Begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Baptized by water and the Holy Spirit, let us draw near to God with our intentions of prayer.
For the Church, like her Lord, the beloved of the Father, that His favor may always rest upon her and His Spirit overshadow her with truth and power. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our nation may recommit itself to the principles of liberty and justice for all men, women, and children, regardless of race, nationality, or creed. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That as a parish community, we may give witness to the presence of the Lamb of God in our community and world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who suffer from the effects of a broken marriage or divorce, that God may heal any and all of wounds and brokenness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have become lukewarm in their faith, that the Spirit given in their baptism will rekindle faith and love in their hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have served and do serve in our military, and for all first responders, doctors, and nurses, that they may be strengthened in their trials and appreciated by those they protect and care for. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died in the peace of Christ, and for the parishioners of St. Robert Bellarmine and their intentions for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, if it be your will, we ask that you grant these requests which we bring to you on behalf of all people. We ask this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.